It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. We ask with bated breath, what's going on out there, Ruth?
Oh, good morning.
That too.
Yes. Well, we're focused again back on Sharon Hospital. The Attorney General of Connecticut, William Tong, came out with a announcement on about the merger of Northwell and Nuvance. Nuvance, of course, is the owner of Sharon Hospital, among many others. Northwell and Nuvance are working on a merger system, and the Attorney General has the the job of checking things out to make sure all's well. In doing that, he came up with this assurances, they call it. Let me get this correct. Agreement assurance that the merger can go through as long as there are certain conditions met. And number one, which is very important, is that the maternity wing at Sharon Hospital must stay open for at least 5 years. So obviously we know that's been a big issue here. When Nuvance, soon after Nuvance bought the hospital a few years ago, it announced it was thinking of cutting out the labor and delivery services, citing low birth numbers and financial losses. The community rallied very strongly. Save Sharon Hospital was formed, a grassroots effort, and fought, and the Office of Health Strategy finally denied Nuvance's application to close it. But this just strengthens that whole issue. And
it strengthens it, or does it just dangle 5 years and then they say?
Well, it strengthens it for the meantime. So
okay, so we're going to be able to have babies here.
Yes,
for at least a little.
At least 5 years. So
that's a good thing. Did they say anything about ICU?
No, no. This was
now. With this coming on the table, is there a door open for the company that wants to purchase to back out of this possibly?
According to comments that I got yesterday on doing this whole story, the president of Northwell said we're fine with this agreement and we hope to continue expanding services to the communities involved.
Okay.
And Northwell runs... I looked.
Northwell is huge.
Yeah,
but does Northwell also have they're in New York as well, correct?
They are based in New York,
and I
primarily.
At one point they were Long Island Jewish, but I could be very wrong.
Yeah,
this.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're based in New Hyde Park, and I can tell you they gave statistics, 21 hospitals, 900 outpatient facilities, more than 12,000 affiliated physicians, and 85,000 employees in New York State.
Right, and they're saying that they're cool with this. All right, I'm going to come out here in Searidge, and you can all play this back in 5 years. But I think that this is going to not. I think we're going to have babies here, folks.
Yep.
Going forward, I mean, well, not just like
I think this will strengthen, as I say, the whole idea. And yeah, I mean, you know, is it another 5 years that we have to worry?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm going on the record here saying, okay, so this is good. We can turn our attention to other issues.
Right, for now, yes. And, and Save Sharon Hospital folks came out and was very pleased, made a comment that they, too, are pleased with this recognition. And, I mean, you know, when you do have a merger, there are concerns. And
How many mergers have you all
We've seen
through?
Many. So, so Sharon Hospital still remains in the headlines, but this is a positive note, I think, for those who feel it needs to be, certainly maternity needs to be
who
saved.
Who doesn't? I mean, with all due respect, you start yanking things out.
Well, there are those who say...
I'm going to tell an embarrassing story about me, and it has nothing to do with maternity per se, but it has to do with ignorance. I had just got my first loft, and I really, really wanted to move, you know, sort of create these spaces. But to do that, I had to get rid of what I felt was an unattractive beam. And I was all excited about that until somebody told me, this is the point of the story, that's an I-beam. You can't move that. It holds it up. I was like, oh. And pretty much that is my position. You know, if you are going to have a hospital but you can't have maternity, then you're not future focused, let's just say. So that's my opinion, but there you have it.
Okay.
Check me out in 5 years.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Sharon Hospital stays safe as they get into a bigger conglomeration, because in realistic terms, unless there's some significant changes in population direction around here, it's going to lose money.
Right.
But with the bigger umbrella there, they can afford to plug up that hole, because, frankly, I believe this is the root of the problem, is it's not a profit center, and it probably never will be.
You mean like the radio station?
And so, essentially, you know, the bigger the conglomerate, it was kind of like the idea when they absorbed water companies from small towns, and it became, look, you've got a bigger company that can fix things that we would go into serious debt over. So I think the hospital is safer, as much as I hate to say it, when they're in a much larger organization.
As long as the larger organization isn't a hedge fund that's looking to spin off stuff.
Yeah, as long as they're willing to put the money into it. But I think they are. They're talking. There are some other things about.
These are non-profit organizations.
Some of the other things that they want to do, because they do have the funds. And New Vance has said, you know, they've been losing money forever.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're going to do some increased electronic. What is it called? Other things.
Yeah, it's not outpatient. Yeah, I forget what there is a term for it. Yeah, a lot of the medical services are going to be done online.
Right, right.
As long as they don't get rid of people who actually can look at people.
Well, that's, you know, the smaller things are what you do online. Everybody's offering. Hell, you can go to Amazon to a doctor now.
Yes,
which is terrifying, but let's move on.
Okay.
Don't
so
get me
the
started.
Other things, that, just to say, they're installing... unified electronic medical record system and negotiating rates for reimbursement of services independently for Connecticut and New York. So they're going to pump some money into this place, so which is good. Okay. Kent, again, is in the forefront for, unfortunately, tragic nautical accidents. As you remember, last year we had a Kent resident who died in the search for the Titanic in exploration. This past week, two people who had a house in South Kent were on the boat that was downed in Sicily.
The super yacht.
Super yacht, yeah. Owned by Mike Lynch, who is a British tech guy,
right,
who had some issues, and he was in court. He had just been acquitted of fraud, and his they were celebrating his acquittal on this yacht in Italy. And among the people there were his attorney, Christopher Marvillo, and his wife, Nita, who happened to own a house in South Kent. And tragically, they were lost in this accident. So that two incidents of local people being caught up in these horrific accidents. Back to school. Today is the first day back to school. Yesterday they had a big convocation at the high school. Every teacher, faculty member was there celebrating with a breakfast and meeting each other and getting back to work. Melanie Brady Shanley, the new superintendent, addressed everybody, introduced herself, told people about herself, and there were raffles lots of fun stuff before everybody went off to their schools to get back to work. And so we're off to another year.
How close are they to having the auditorium back, do you know?
It's going to be a while,
okay.
But we were in the new cafeteria, which is almost done and looking very good. The auditorium is still a work in progress, but take a look at the new beautiful cupola when you go by and the gorgeous tennis courts that are just totally, really state-of-the-art. So speaking of back-to-school, the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau held a bounce back-to-school event down at Sharon's Veterans Field on Friday. They must have had like 150 families there. There was games and all kinds of activities. It was the first time the Bureau did this, and Kelly Parker, the executive director, said it was very successful and a good way to get people together and supportive and not just get excited about going back to school, but also giving exposure to the Bureau, which provides free health and behavioral services to all families and children in Region 1. That's a great organization. So we have, and we did a story on all the new teachers that are coming back, that are coming, shouldn't say coming back. We have 20 new teachers in the district all throughout the whole six towns, and they all met last week for the first time and got to know each other and got to know the schools. Okay, Monday night was a Board of Finance meeting in Falls Village. There was a little bit, David Wilburn has left. He was the chairman of the Finance Board. He has moved out of town. They had to find a new chairman. There was some little bit of competition there, and a little bit of competition even in finding a temporary chairman for the evening. But eventually Ginger Betty was named. She was moved up from an alternate position, and then she was named the chairman. So that board has had some interesting controversies. And they decided that they have not followed the rules. The town has not followed the rules as far as overages on budget transfers. And so they've decided they should hold a town meeting to approve these overages. And so they're going to recommend to the selectmen that they hold a future town meeting to do just that. They said, you know, that they are one of the members that we're in danger of being sued if we don't do this properly. And so we will follow that and see what happens. Looking ahead, we have on Thursday the Vintage Car Parade, which is always fun, out of Lime Rock Park. This is the start of their historic festival. The parade starts at 5 o'clock at the park. It wends its way around 17 miles through Salisbury and ends up in the downtown Falls Village for a street fair where all these cars can get a close-up look.
Is everybody welcome?
Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Just come in. Falls Village has really become the center of automobiles with the car show in the earlier in the summer and now in the fall, this event, which is always
and
very popular.
What is, again, so wonderful, just... It was a natural fit. It was, you know, the first car show, which is now on the calendar of, you know, car show aficionados, the one on the, I think it's the second Sunday in July, I'm not positive, was originally, and Ruth, you'll remember this, a celebration for the anniversary of Jacob's Garage.
Correct.
And, you know, everyone was happy to celebrate Jacob's Garage, and Denny and Judy and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, no one knew that it was going to become what it became.
Huge,
yeah.
Just huge.
And
yeah.
So now it's literally a fixture on those calendars. So this is,
yeah,
this
I
is
mean you have to park miles away now when you come to that, and this too is a real people just love getting, as they said, close up looks of these vintage cars that are really of them chug along and
tour,
have
you know,
to
it's like oh yeah I'm going to drive my precious. That
yep.
I keep under wraps, you know, keep under canvas in my garage. And,
yeah. And then some don't make it, but that's always interesting.
It's always entertaining. Come on.
Yeah.
Little fun must be had by all.
And then, of course, it leads into the whole weekend of car racing for those who are really into it.
Right. And then there's Is it Sunday that the Vintage Fest? There's a, oh gosh. We need Marshall for this one. There's a big festival.
Yeah. I think this is the one where they're allowed to go on Sunday. Very couple of times a year they're allowed to.
Right, but I think that it's a big Concours d'Excellence or something. It's a big deal.
Yep. We have the Cornwall Library Art Sale. Starts Friday from 6 to 8 and goes over the weekend. There are going to be hundreds of items ranging from $25 up to hundreds of thousands of dollars for art aficionados at the Cornwall Library. Also on the 31st, there is the open studio in Cornwall where artists open up their studios, and you can take a tour and go to every one of them and see where they work and how they work, and they'll talk to you and explain their stuff.
And the 31st is Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
And just looking ahead, the St. Andrew's Church here in Kent is going to be doing a Livingston Taylor concert. He is the brother of James Taylor. He is a songwriter and singer in his own right. That is on September 28th. I would suggest people start getting their tickets if they're interested. And again, looking ahead, on the 21st of September, the Falls Village Fire Department continues its 100th anniversary celebration year. They're going to have an apparatus parade and show. It's going to be at the firehouse. It's going to be a parade up from the high school. All kinds of things going on. So mark your calendars for September 21st.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good. And, you know, for Labor Day weekend, it's technically the end of the summer, except that I don't usually find that, you know, things start really happening. So we'll just keep you out there moseying along or running around or whatever. Get your skates on, Ruth.
It's what I used to tell Marshall, get my skates on. Yeah. Labor Day weekend is not the – people keep asking, are there things going on? A few things, but not as much as Memorial Day or – some of the other weekends, but still
right,
lots
but,
to do.
You know, what is interesting, yes, but the thing about Memorial Day weekend is, you know, you're actually meant to be, apart from the parade, recognizing something, and 4th of July is equally a recognition, and Labor Day is, yes, there's less of that, mm-hmm. but there's...
But things start revving up now in the fall,
yeah.
Loads of, as we all know, Michael, we've been there.
Season begins. All right.
Yep.
Ruth, much appreciated as always. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. This has been What's Going On Out There, or I should say this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American.